Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Separately, Gardaí in Cork attended the scene of a collision between a van and a motorbike near White's Cross shortly before 6 o'clock.
Two more people killed on the country's roads and former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson due in court over historical sex offences. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, two more people have lost their lives on Irish roads. A woman in her 80s and a man in his 20s were killed in separate road crashes in Donegal and Cork. It brings the total number of road deaths so far this year to 66. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
Gardaí and Donegal were called to the scene of a single vehicle crash on the N56 near Fallcarra at around 1:30 p.m. yesterday. The driver and sole occupant of the car, a woman in her 80s, was taken to hospital where she later passed away. Separately, Gardaí in Cork attended the scene of a collision between a van and a motorbike near White's Cross shortly before 6 o'clock. There, a man in his 20s was pronounced dead at the scene with no other injuries reported. Forensic collision investigators attended both scenes to carry out inquiries, and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses in both cases to come forward.
Former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson is due before the courts today to face charges of historical sexual offences. The 61-year-old is expected to appear in person at Newry Magistrates Court to face 11 charges, including one count of rape. A 57-year-old woman is also facing charges of aiding and abetting the alleged crimes. Mr. Donaldson says he'll be strenuously contesting the charges against him. The US Congress has passed a $95 billion war aid package for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan after months of debate and delay. $60 billion of that will go to Ukraine, with President Joe Biden promising to sign the measure into law as soon as it reaches his desk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed America as a beacon of democracy. Donald Trump is criticising a gag order surrounding his criminal trial hours after a judge was asked to consider fining him. Prosecutors flagged 10 online posts in which he's accused of contempt of court. As he left court, Mr. Trump said the order was unconstitutional and unfair. Michael Wolff, a biographer of the former US president, says there could be consequences for his legal team.
At one point, the judge said to Mr. Trump's lawyer, "You have lost all credibility with me." The interesting thing then is to speculate if that lawyer is going to lose all credibility with his client, Donald Trump.
An end to means testing for the family carers allowance could finally be in sight. The regional group of TDs is today seeking cross-party support for a motion to replace the current system with a non-means tested scheme based solely on the needs of care. Deputy Dennis Nocton says the motion recognises the valuable contribution of more than 500,000 family carers across Ireland. The independent TD for Roscommon Galway says means testing the carers allowance leaves many carers on a financial knife edge.
We've 500,000 carers right across Ireland who are managing on a day-to-day basis. And there's about 27,000 carers around the country at the moment who are caring full-time, who are in receipt of the carer support grant, but are not getting a carer's allowance solely because they're over the income limit to qualify for it.
And Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland says the means test is unfair and unjust.
The abolition of the means test is something that Family Carers Ireland has been lobbying and campaigning for over 20 years now. So we really do welcome this motion being put forward. The means test for carers allowance, it's outdated, it's gender biased, and it is definitely no longer fit for purpose.
A 14-year-old Irish fisherwoman is in the European Parliament in Strasbourg today, campaigning for fair treatment for fishing communities back at home. Muireann Kavanagh from Aranmore Island off the west coast of Donegal is the guest of Sinn Féin MEP for Midlands Northwest, Chris McManus. The MEP says Muireann's own experience of being denied fishing rights in her local community has inspired her fight to ensure a future for young people in Ireland's coastal communities.
Along the west coast of Ireland, people are able to see further out the coast, large, effectively, factory ships with nets the size of football pitches, hoovering up fish in a very unsustainable manner. And yet there we have young Muireann who, like her father and her grandfather, wants to be able to fish in this very sustainable way and is not allowed to do so because of EU policies been implemented by the government.
In entertainment news, several crew members working on Eddie Murphy's new movie were hurt, with two going to hospital when a car and truck collided during filming. Amazon MGM Studios, which is making the pickup, insist the scene was rehearsed and all safety precautions were taken. The injuries sustained in Georgia range from bumps and bruises to broken bones. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal opened up a 3-point lead at the top of the Premier League table in style last night. Kai Havertz and Ben White both scored twice in a 5-0 demolition of Chelsea at the Emirates. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta was delighted with his side's performance.
Yeah, it's a big performance. Collectively and individually, I thought that we were really good against a really good team, that it was in great form, and that it was going to ask us a lot of questions, and I think we responded really well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.